Think but how holy you must be from whom the voice for God calls lovingly unto your brother, that you may awaken in him the voice that answers to your call. And think how holy he must be when in him sleeps your own salvation, with his freedom joined. However much you wish he be condemned, God is in him. And never will you know he is in you as well while you attack his chosen home and battle with his hosts. Regard him gently. Look with loving eyes on him who carries Christ within him, that you may behold his glory and rejoice that heaven is not separate from you. Is it too much to ask a little trust for him who carries Christ to you, that you may be forgiven all your sins and left without a single one you cherish still? Forget not that a shadow held between your brother and yourself obscures the face of Christ and memory of God. And would you trade them for an ancient hate? The ground whereon you stand is holy ground because of them who, standing there with you, have blessed it with their innocence and peace. The blood of hatred fades to let the grass grow green again and let the flowers be all white and sparkling in the summer sun. What was a place of death has now become a living temple in a world of light because of them. It is their presence which has lifted holiness again to take its ancient place upon an ancient throne. Because of them have miracles sprung up as grass and flowers on the barren ground that hate had scorched and rendered desolate. What hate has wrought have they undone. Now you stand on ground so holy that heaven leans to join with it and make it like itself. The shadow of an ancient hate is gone, and all the blight and withering have passed forever from the land when they have come. What is 100 or 1,000 years to them, or tens of thousands? When they have come, time's purpose is fulfilled. What never was passes to nothingness when they have come. What hatred claimed is given up to love, and freedom lights up every living thing and lifts it into heaven where the light grows ever brighter as each one comes home. The incomplete is made complete again, and heaven's joy has been increased because what is its own has been restored to it. The bloodiest earth is cleansed, and the insane have shed their garments of insanity to join them on the ground whereon you stand. Heaven is grateful for this gift of what has been withheld so long, for they have come together in their own. What has been locked is open. What was held apart from light is given up, that light may shine on it and leave no space nor distance lingering between the light of heaven and the world. What a joyous pleasure it is for me to be present with you in this condition of the idea of, for they have come. One of the greatest demonstrations of the idea of a recitation in the permanency of a solution of the possibility of demonstrations of ourself in relationship with ourself that will show us in an instant that we have a correspondence with they. And we discover to our happy amazement through this miracle of procedure of transformation that the they, which we previously held off from us in a determination to represent the them as separate from us, takes on a whole new aspect of light, beginning here and now, at this time, in a moment of self-recognition, which shows us in a contiguity of time ideas that we intend at this moment to recognize each other in a procedure of they, where we're going to see what? That they are us. I'm glad you joined me this morning. This is the teaching of the miracle procedure of our Course in Miracles. I represent myself as a master teacher of light formulation within a body form, coming from outside the idea of an event horizon that has enclosed us in a procedure where we keep asking for them within the idea of what we think we are. But everywhere we look, we don't seem to be able to find they. Because the they, in the truth of the matter, that is being represented by our mind, is not the they that we are, but the they that we search for within a perspective of an idea of separation contained within a procedure of a fundamental denial of a relationship within our own minds that could show us instantly by a process of the relinquishment of the defensive mechanism that we employ in order to define ourselves in this relationship of space-time can be recognized as a continuing procedure of self-recognition in the single universal mind of all reality that we are. Thank you for taking the time within our time frame in this video for letting me read to you, For They Have Come. It's a spectacular passage in the recognition that you intend to recognize within the singular idea of ourself, that within this illusion of time, this illusion of time, this spreading out of the procedure of light that has demonstrated to us the idea of separation, we're going to be able to see and recognize within our body form of the illusion of light that we are in fact a single identity. The manner in which this has been demonstrated within the entire historic reference of the necessity for self-recognition is contained within the Saviorship of Jesus of Nazareth, who in all of the particulars of his teaching has only attempted to demonstrate since the beginning of time the very simple idea, and this is what he employs as direct correspondence, and we'll practice it together, shall we? As long as you're going to even listen to me for another 47 minutes, 43 minutes. Okay? I'm doing this to myself. Look at me. Yeah, we found a correspondence with each other momentarily. We recognized in a procedure of self-recognition, yet each one of us is apparently being held separate by a reflection of light that doesn't allow us to see each moment that the reflection is actually our own within the procedure. Are you familiar with the New Testament of Jesus? Apparently not. The addressing of it in the Book of Matthew, what we call the Sermon on the Mount, will offer you direct evidence of the complete necessity for you to forgive the images that are apparently out there in correspondence with yourself, or how could you possibly discover who you are? Okay. Those impossible reading of Sermon on the Mount are obviously where the denial of the inevitability of the necessity for forgiveness actually lies. If what we are reiterating is true, that you are the cause of this within your own mind, how could you possibly find the solution if you continue to defend yourself from your enemy? I know you object to it. I remember when I first went into illumination of my mind, it takes us about 6 minutes to find a correspondence of the light within us based on this reading of the New Testament, if we chose to employ it, because it's going to demand a full attention to the idea that the process within your own mind allows you to lay down the defenses of yourself in correspondence to a light reflection that you're getting that in no way represents who you really are. And within the procedure of the New Testament, perhaps we'll look at the idea of the necessity to forgive your brother. Not only is it necessary, it's necessary to go to any length to do it, because your intention to hold on to the grievance of the light reflection of your mind is nothing but your determination not to forgive your own relationship with yourself, but instead to blame your enemy for the idea about who you think you're not. There was, if you saw the last video, remember the video we did on parallel universes? Huh? Do you remember the last one I said where you were told within the procedure? This is the science magazine on parallel universes. This will probably best describe to you Sermon on the Mount, if you wanted it to, because the Sermon on the Mount will say, whenever you meet yourself out there, be it in a multiple association of yourself, you will have the opportunity to recognize yourself in your entirety. And that reading is available to you within the Science magazine. All it says fundamentally is somewhere out in the universe, okay, in an infinite number of possibilities, in Sermon on the Mount, that if you'll forgive the procedures of your own mind, are you ready? Say to me, I'll meet myself. Yeah. Well, I've been doing pretty well at forgiving the hatred and all the grievances that I feel in my own mind. Good. The Course in Miracles of the Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, have shown me a process in the establishment of a new paralyzation of myself in a frequency that demands my immediate attention to the solution that I want somewhere out in the universe. If it is true that a replication of myself in entirety of light is actually available to me. Are you listening? And it is. Here I am right here. Now watch this. I'm going to show you how this is called quantum entanglement. So our efforts today in this vision for They Have Come are going to attempt to show you at any instant, in a reflection of light of your own correspondence, you can see that I'm not only standing here, but I'm standing over here. Remember when we talked about quantum, the idea of an entanglement of bits that will cause you to associate with the zero of you and the bit of you, where a moment of our encirclement of ourself can show us instantly the entire procedure of light of our minds that have previously denied us identity, that I'm standing here. Say to me, you're not standing there, you're standing here. Okay? The problem you have, if you're not standing here entirety, that standing over here in the idea of quantum will also be the entirety of you at any moment. Bang! So in the quantum procedure, and according to the idea of parallel universes, you have constructed yourself objectively in the idea of the containment of the billions of other yous that are also contained in the objectivity of the idea of the speed of light. I'd love to, will you tolerate me for just a moment? Be reasonable. I am being led to expect, within the prospects of your individual mind, the reasonableness of a procedure of self-recognition can show you instantly in this book, and we're going to practice it again here now. Say to me, I'm only meeting myself. How about this guy over here? He's also myself. Now, in quantum, is he also not only myself? You can listen. But he's actually simultaneous in our associations of our separation. Quite literally, there isn't any distance between the idea of this association objectively and this one. Now, what does that require? You're going to listen to me? Experience. That's why when I read you the New Testament this morning, I reminded you, until you can forgive your brother in the practice of your determination that you can represent yourself in wholeness and in love, there's absolutely no possibility within the fracturedism of light that you can actually find the answer to your problem. But the demand is so intense in a definition of yourself, of the release of the necessity to hold your enemy responsible for you, that it's difficult. Listen to just two paragraphs from Matthew. You're the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, nor put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Look, listen carefully to me. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Could you hear that? I'm back just for a moment. I love to teach Jesus of Nazareth. Very simply, because it's so completely adverse to the idea of your correspondence with yourself. Everything that you are directed to do contains no compromise in the idea of your determination to hold on to yourself. This is the entirety of my teaching. Even unto the idea of instantaneous communication based on parallel universe. Obviously, if you're separate from each other, and this is Sermon on the Mount, you cannot not hold a grievance by the protective nature of what you think you are in your own mind correspondence. Listen. For I say unto you, listen, till heaven and earth pass, one jot nor one tittle shall be nowise passed from the law till all be fulfilled. Can you hear this? It's the whole idea that if you hold a judgmental grievance of dots and tittles within your own mind, you will construct organizations of yourself and use them to verify the pitifulness of your necessity to be, we express it as a human being. And the necessity to reflect out within the arrangement of this Sermon on the Mount, others who justify their protective nature in which war and death and loneliness are possible. The instructions that I'm trying to give you now, and this is of course our, not only Sermon on the Mount, but our idea of miracles, our idea of the teacher's manual of this course, are going to give you the certainty of the necessity each moment to lay down your defenses. Okay? What am I showing you within the arrangement? Let's go to quantum just for a moment. If we objectify our relationship, it is impossible, according to all the evidence, that instantaneous communication with ourselves is not actually occurring. So the practice we're offered by Jesus is actually, in effect, not out within the world at all, but rather contained only in our idea of ourselves. There are just two more paragraphs here in the idea of Sermon on the Mount. Listen. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou shalt be cast into prison. Why? Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the othermost farthing. Ye have heard, and it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whoever smiteth thou on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go him twine. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. You have heard it, and has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thine enemy. I say unto you, bless your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. What? He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brother only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans do this? Here's the sentence we've been looking for. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Four minutes in my determination to show you what actually occurs in Sermon on the Mount. What Jesus actually says in Sermon, and I'm revealing to you through my own revelation, and that all of those who have come back with us to show you that the grass and all the pain and death has been transformation, is nothing but in the association of parallel universes. Are you going to hear this? Everything that can possibly happen is already going on. Okay, all of your ideas of stealing the other guy's coat include the idea both of him stealing yours and the idea that you can take a coat and share it together until it gets old and rotten, or we can go out together and objectify any association with our own mind. You can listen to the truth of the matter with me with this. The reason I just read you that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, look, is because all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. These are the procedures of the recognition of eternal life within our individual minds that we cannot not be, so that the practice of the energy of love that I am expressing to you through the idea of non-defensiveness can show us within the procedure of the figure of our own minds, say to me once again, I've been attacking myself. I am reflecting back to myself an idea that I have in my mind about who I think I am as other within a space-time location, okay, than the entirety of the universe, which we're going to share, because they have come. And they have come in the certainty that their coming is going to show us the immediacy of the conversion of the illusion, which has been continuous in our idea. Remember what Jesus called this within the procedure of Sermon on the Mount? He calls it a causal loop. What it says, in effect, that the enemy out there is you looping around in the arrangement of yourself. The first 27 minutes about the idea of the light shining us was very rapid, wasn't it? And we're going to continue to offer to ourselves the idea that they have come, and that standing next to each one of us is a wholeness of what appears to be a separate they, but have recognized within their own continuum of time the idea that in reality we share what? A single formulation of the entirety of what we are, both in the adversary idea of space-time and in the certainty that we can be, as they return, an idea of the shortening of objective time, in the certainty that eternal life will always be before time started and after it's over. And at that moment, can collapse together the idea of light, love, and spring into heaven. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind of our demonstration of the entirety of ourself. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone, and keep listening. Heaven is grateful for this gifts of what have been withheld so long, for they have come together in their own. What has been locked is open. What was held apart from light is given up, that light may shine on it and leave no space nor distance lingering between the light of heaven and the world. Listen now, the holiest of all the spots on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. And they have come quickly to the living temple, where a home for them has been set up. There is no place in heaven holier. And they have come to dwell within the temple, offered them to be their resting place as well as yours. What hatred has released to love becomes the brightest light in heaven's radiance, and all the lights in heaven brighter grow in gratitude for what they have restored. So here we are for the second 27 minutes. And just for a moment, in the reflection of light, I'll act as what we term a master teacher based on the resurrection of a single whole body, which we know as Jesus. Because he will assure you in the entirety of the representation of yourself. Are you going to listen to me finally? Okay, this is Sermon on the Mount once again. He's going to tell you that his self is yourself. And he's going to assure you in the idea of the possibility for you to represent yourself entirety in the nature of the idea of your body formulation to the realization of a continuing replication of yourself, that somehow, and I'm going to use this little DNA. Remember when we talked about the idea of DNA? Remember in Time magazine where it says, what makes you who you are? And the idea of a nurturing nature in regard to your DNA, and the whole idea that they have arrived at the particulars of the notation that while you can construct objectively within your own DNA ideas about yourself, they have conclusively reached the certainty of the necessity for the participation of ourselves with each other within our arrangement. And are you going to want to hear this? That will actually alter our genetic association with ourselves. And of course, that's inevitable by the very certainty that the entirety of universal mind cannot be subtracted from specific incidences that previously caused you to defend yourself within the relationship. That's not where your problem lies. Your problem lies in a very fundamental of sense, that light, forms of light within relationships of speed of light, are always objectified within the idea of your DNA arrangement. That is to say, the application, let's use RNA, which doesn't have a nucleus of association and can combine in the conversion without the necessity, say, for nitrogen. Just a little teaching there for you. But the simple fact of the matter is, I will represent what I think I am in my association with this body form. Remember when the old man did the video that 97% of you is a chimpanzee? Good. So the really what we're saying about the 3% is what's in this article. This article says your capacity to organize in correspondence with yourself are very simply what makes you Homo sapien. And it's impossible if you have idea of Homo sapienness within your arrangement of finding a correspondence in the dictates that you previously objective to in your separate relations, but now decide to allow to be dictated you from the certainty of a single self, we can enter the kingdom together. The application of that has been discovered within the genetic association. I'm going to read you just one little sentence about it, if you'll tolerate me. If you'd like to know what this is Sermon on the Mount. Listen. But the Human Genome Project and the decades of research that preceded it did force a much more nuanced understanding of how genes work. In the early days, scientists detailed how genes encode the various proteins that make up the cells in our bodies. Their more sophisticated and ultimately more satisfying discovery that gene expressions can be modified by experience has been gradually emerging since the 1980s. Only now is it dawning on science what a big and general idea it implies that learning itself consists of nothing more than switching genes on and off. The more we lift the lid on genome, the more vulnerable to experience genes appear to be. Listen now, one more sentence. This is not some mamby-pamby, piddly, out-of-the-road compromise. Are you listening? This is a new understanding of the fundamental building blocks of life based on the discovery that genes are not innumerable things handed down from our parents like Moses' stone tables, but are active participants in our lives designed to take their cues from everything that happens to us from the moment of our conception. Oh, mamby-pamby you. Did you see the idea that all I offer you in the certainty of the teaching of my own resurrection of mine within your genetic idea of yourself in our relationship in the correspondence of the illusion of light form that constitutes your idea that you're a body separate from mine? All I have to do is recognize this. I am already within a society, let's use earthling ideas, of participations in civilizations that set terms within our relationship as people, in which, in effect, we do turn ourselves off and on within our own genetic ideal about ourselves. Our tendency in the refractedness of light is in the application of the innumerable multiple ideas of separation contained in singular genetic ideas of self-identity will immediately divide into corresponding ideas of separation. And suddenly here we are with the idea of parallel universe in that 3% of you, that everything out there is its own procedure of reflection of itself in which it constantly turns itself on in order to get a reflection that corresponds to the inevitability that it's going to be turned off somewhere in time. And the reason it's going to be turned off somewhere in time, although it's determined to keep itself genetically turned on, is that it will use up all of the space-time associations of its identify as a body. Are you looking with me? I actually thought you began to see that. How do I teach this in the correspondence of our illumination through the practice of our Course in Miracles? Shall I tell you what we do genetically in our association? Say to me, we pray. Remember when we talked about the 97% of you that's a chimpanzee? The 3% that's not a chimpanzee is being offered genetically because in the idea of finding correspondence, we momentarily turn ourselves off within our genetic association. At that moment, we increase the frequency that reduces the idea of specialization that has held us in the idea of a solution of love and forgiveness that we're always searching for. You remember this. Fundamentally, you are a judgmental idea about your conceptual self and your relationship with the world and, in fact, the universe. All right? A moment of your need for solution. You can hear that with me now. Thank you very much. I had a moment of the conversion of myself. Did you see that? The moment of light that we just shared was not an increase in the definition of our specialization, but a turning off, say to me, forgiveness. Come on. And this is Sermon on the Mount. In a moment of forgiveness, it's impossible that you will not recognize yourself in your entirety, because the simple truth of the matter, the only thing that you can ever really recognize is yourself. Notice how the action of prayer works. So we pray. I think I'll pray with you a little bit in a very fundamental sense. Are you ready? Look with me at this. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm very certain that we have found obstacles in our observation of ourselves. Somewhere contained with us individually is a certainty that thy will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me see that within my own mind so that I can share it with other minds. My enemy out there is also proclaiming, let me see the solution in my own mind so that I can share my separate associations and necessitate the non-entanglement of genetic ideas about the inevitability of the power of light to reflect on a continuing basis, an oscillation of light within the idea of the DNA that will allow us to recognize, you listen to me, a single dream. Look, I'm talking directly to you now, and I'm offering you within your own dream the solution of who I know that you are. The page of the idea of Jesus when he said to you, there's no possibility you will ever be able to enter the kingdom of God as long as you hold a grievance against your brother, is nothing but my certainty that the reflection that you're getting back within your separate genetic association cause you to turn on in the conflict of your separation rather than turning off and allowing a broader parameter of light to enter into our relationship. Suddenly, you can listen with me now, come on, you can hear me. An association over here, we call them teachers of God. We call them servants to the certainty that God is. We call them those who have accepted the responsibility for a mission of forgiveness and carrying that light. And I just felt someone over here suddenly, okay, turn off his light. Rather than trying to hold the conflict, he actually said, and I know I was in a prayer, Father, help me to forgive my brother, because I know from the teaching that in the forgiveness of my brother will come a new light of peace and joy and happiness that will give me such a much better reflection of who I am. Watch this. Bang. There's a better reflection of the idea that the converting nature of my illusionary formulation of body will allow me to experience a wholeness in relationship with the light factor, a bet an illusion of an idea of objectivity, that at that single moment in this course in miracles, through forgiveness of my own objectivity of mine, I see you as whole and perfect at this time. Thank you. Now, we're in this prayer where we are sharing together not separate identities of God, which really doesn't make any sense. Come on. It's time for you to lay down the defensive idea that separate associations have separate truths. Look, it makes absolutely no sense at all. No matter how much we might objectify our ideas of separate parallel universes, somewhere each one of us knows that the entirety of eternal life forever will be contained in everything that is in the universe. And at this point, can accept the idea that contained within our own formulation of time will be the expansion of light in recognition of each other in the idea that we can be whole and perfect as we were created. With a lowly idea that you would entertain with me through my own revelation and my experience of continually turning myself off, very simply because I couldn't find the solution, that many of you are at that point in your determination that no matter where you've looked out in this world in regard to the search for yourself, you never could find it. And finally, instead of demanding that the solution might be out there, you have decided in a very particular way that the solution is in you. This allows you to look at Sermon on the Mount, which says that you're going to have to start practicing the idea that you can forgive your brother. And the joy of recognition you begin to experience, and we use the term greater joining, the greater joining of the molecular association of correspondence in a new entanglement of the idea of particle and wave associations of energy, let you enjoy a new formulation of yourself with each other. It's a very joyous moment. Want to practice this with me? Huh? Remember, I'm not offering you body solution. I'm offering you the solution through mind. I'm offering you the solution that the body formulation that previously represented this illusion has absolutely nothing to do with what we are. But notice how immediately the conversion of the illusion of parallel universes or separation can be reduced to the final and ultimate determination, and we're going to practice it together, that we're only meeting ourselves. Yeah. I'm going to finally get past the idea that you're going to hold a grievance. You want to hear it? I don't care. If you hold a grievance, you'll get the result of your own mind. You'll suffer the consequences. You'll get old and die in that body. I'm offering you at this instant the entirety of a solution, where the idea of separation was always going to lead you in, remember the term causal loop, was always going to lead you right back to where you started in the first place. Now I've got you to hold here just for a minute. Why? And you're saying, you know, this is, we used to call this, a lot of the associations have found through what we would call prayer, through transformation of your mind, through transcendental ideas of prayer, that God was available to us, not based on our objectivity. And we now discovered that that's genetically contained within our own relationship with ourselves. Very simply, because God is our creating source, no matter how determined we are to represent Him as separate from what we know. So this whole idea of healing of your body formulation is nothing but an instant recognition, and I'm going to use the idea of an advanced teacher, the idea that is master teacher within a very broad continuum of time. I would come to you, remember the article, For They Have Come, which is the title of this, that I have come with others, that I have come with you and am offering within the idea of the conflict of this old and sick and dying world an enlightenment of mind that we bring into the parameter of the idea of space-time and offer to our brother who's out there. Will you look with me, dear brother, at the pertainment of your own time? And the inevitability of a new light factory that's beginning to appear within your own mind. Say to me, I am the light of the world. Practice. I'm the light of the world. Why are you the light of the world? You listen. Because you're the light of the world. If there is only one light in all the universe and you're getting a dim reflection of yourself, you cannot not believe in the weakness and the fail of yourself within your body formulation as defined by the old man who always says carbon and hydrogen and oxygen. The idea there's a nitrogen cloud surrounding you. You participate in the illusion of correspondence of body formulation in such a very limited idea of who you are that you wonder why you finally object to praying at all. The reason you object to the idea of an entirety of a solution is you become so weak and crestfallen in your idea that there is no solution to this problem, that failure is inevitable within your own correspondence, that you give up. Now, I want to show you this. It is impossible within your formulation of giving up, that you will be successful at self-annihilation. Come on now. The entire basis of this teaching is that if you're a reflection of your own formulation, you could appear here, live within an arrangement, and I'm using myself now as master teacher. What did we say? 77 years? When actually I came this morning with the entirety of the correspondence of each other. Some of you have looked at me. Notice how I have no concern. about how the body formulation of you looks, but better our offering to ourselves in this miracle, the idea of the entire possibility of transformation of the body. Say to me, miracle. The idea that you were healed and whole in the miracle of a better reflection of light, because they have come. They being another continuum of time that's actually a part of this whole idea of a matrix of energy that doesn't have any final formulation of light. It keeps reflecting back to itself its own limitation, and it wonders why it can't escape the event horizon, which keeps curving it back into another effort in a determination to find the solution objectively when it's not there. Thank you for this first 57 minutes and the idea that they have come. Thank you for the idea that within the illusion of your mind formulation of self-recognition is the entirety of God recognition as a direct objective comparison to the idea of the retention of space-time location within your own mind. Thank you for offering to me the brightest light that I have seen in a very long time. What have I discovered? In truth, the only time that I can actually see the light in my certainty that they have come is right here and now. And we just saw it together, right here and now. So the right here and now will become a part of our whole self in relationship with the whole universe. We're going to take this 2.5 minute turnoff of correspondence of light. Trust me, don't be afraid. All of the light that we have offered each other in this last 57 minutes is going to go with us no matter where we go, because we carry the light with us when we came from a whole new parameter of time. Okay, and it's impossible that somewhere within us it's not available. So we're going to be back and we're going to practice our determination to recognize each other at last in the single reflection of coming to know who we are. God goes with us wherever we go, and that's how we can be certain that of who we are. And we can say together, God bless us, each and everyone, because each of us is blessed in our energy.